Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Showing that the first two games were not on the flukish side. They've come back against the Patriots. Tom Brady on first down has it deflected and picked off. Intercepted by Florence. Florence is in for the touchdown.
Wow. Hearing the crowd on that one.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. That game in 2011, they had not beaten the Patriots since 2003, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
1,500 days, 15 regular season matchups. Wow. Ownership. Unbelievable to think about there. But that was the crowd pop because they were like actually going to win that game.
Right.
So it was pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. I was... Ooh, man. So you're telling me I was born in 02.
No, nope, okay. Here we go.
I was born in 02. They won in 03.
I don't want to hear this.
You're telling me I was 9 years old before they beat the Patriots again after being one. That's absolutely insane. That's insane. That's unbelievable. That's crazy.
You can keep talking. I'm dead inside.
Come on. You got to admit, that's insane.
And probably on the outside. I need a cane.
I don't know. I
every time you do this.
See, I don't know. I don't think people will agree with me, but I never, as a kid, saw the Patriots as a quote-unquote rivalry because that's what I experienced, not winning a single game. And then the closest you get to really getting excited when Tyrod Taylor's around is when Brady's suspended and they go into New England and win 16-0.
It was only 16-0.
Yeah. I don't know. Highmark memories, man. That's one of them. 2011. I remember that game.
I'm pretty sure also Garoppolo was supposed to start for them there. And it was in that game. And he got injured too.
Yeah.
And Jacoby Brissett had to play.
Yes.
But yes. Highmark Stadium memories. 803-0550 is the number to call. You could talk about anything else, though, too. Sabres on warpath. They have won 10 straight, looking to set the franchise record today against Columbus. We'll talk with Brian Koziel as well. As our guests were very hockey-heavy today, but we're asking the same question today as we're asking all of you, which is some of your favorite memories from Highmark Stadium. Zach and I did this back on Wednesday on the Extra Point Show. The Morning Show did it yesterday as well, a little bit more in full and in depth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to recount mine of... The first thing I think of is one of those games.
Oh, no.
Like you mentioned the drought.
Yeah. Is it one of those?
It's one of those.
Well, that's a big part of the history.
But that's a big part of the history. I think it has to do more with it's the people you go with, not necessarily the product on the field.
Right, right.
And for me, or it's like the circumstances that happen around it. It was this, I don't have the year pinned down. Kind of like how, you know, we just talked with Travis, the same thing. But the first thing he thought of was, I almost converted my buddy to a Bills fandom right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing he remembers the most. It was a game against the Dallas Cowboys at home, which is already infrequent as it is. No, it's not that one.
Okay.
It is a game in December where teams are eliminated. I do believe Rex Ryan is the coach at this point. I'm going to need to look this up now because I
what year was it?
To. I don't remember the year.
Okay.
It was against the Cowboys. That is what I do remember. I do remember that Kellen Moore was the starting quarterback.
Okay.
Those are what you have to work with. Okay. And I'm going in and I'm going to try to find it too. But it's a game in December and it's not very pretty. Okay, hang on. I think I might have found it.
Okay.
I think I might have found it. It was 2015. December 27th of 2015. Rex Ryan is about to complete his first year with the Bills. And the Bills win a game in the snow 16-6.
Oh,
against
Lord.
the Dallas Cowboys starting Kellen Moore at quarterback.
That's something. That's something.
For your stat lines out there, Kellen Moore and Tyrod Taylor had similar stat lines, actually. Each of them completing 13 passes. Taylor only threw 18, though.
Mm-hmm.
Moore threw 31.
Jeez.
Yes. 186 yards to Taylor's 179. They both throw no touchdowns, one interception.
Mm-hmm.
It is the run game that gets it done here as the Bills deploy a three-headed attack compared to the Cowboys with Darren McFadden.
Darren McFadden's a pull.
Yes. 19 carries, 99 yards. But again, Dallas doesn't score a touchdown in this game. Mike Gillisley does on his 9 carries for 93 yards. But Carlos Williams, there's another name pull, 76 yards on the ground. Taylor with 67 yards rushing. It was a great day.
Mm-hmm.
The product on the field did not matter at all.
No, not in the slightest.
What I do remember is that my cousin and I were going to this game, and we were just like, who cares? Tickets are like $12 on the secondary market right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care necessarily about the game that's about to be played. It's going to be cold. We're going to have to bundle up. But it was one of those games. Yeah. The ones that you think...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
If seats weren't purchased, because like you heard of the days of like Russell would buy tickets to make sure it wasn't a blackout.
Or yeah, something. Right.
It was one
right.
of those games.
It was one of those. Yeah.
It was a week 16. Everybody, both teams are dead in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that the game before, Rex Ryan punted on the season because he gave the ball back to Miami in overtime when they needed a win, not a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Or was that the year after? I don't remember.
Or something like that.
I think it was the year after. Either way, the drought can cloud memories of the actual product on the field. But there were two things that I remember. It was the Dallas Cowboys. And it was Kellen Moore. That's the only thing I cared about on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It was the game after Christmas. I went with my cousin. He lives in Germany now. So I cherish the memories that I have hanging out with him because I don't get to do that anymore.
Yeah, right.
That's the first one I went to. One of those games.
Yeah.
And I know that plenty of people have gone to enough games to where you've probably been there for better memories and better football games, I should say. But as someone that does not get to go to games very often, my day is typically 12 hours here at the station. And I don't get to go to the stadium for these.
No. I mean, we're all in the same boat.
We are in the same boat.
Yeah. I got to say, there's one memory that really sticks out to me. And I have a couple. Do we dip into the bad ones? Because there's a couple doozies.
I just dipped into an interesting one.
So I was in seventh grade. So I was 12. Mario Williams had been recently added to the team. He was my first Bills jersey.
It was the coolest thing.
He was my favorite player. He's what helped get me really into watching football because I could associate with a player like that. And we did a fuel up to play 60. Remember when that initiative started?
Yes.
So our middle school, our health class, we did it, and we put together a breakfast cart and like won a little competition thing, and we were able to go and be with the team, right? So we went to practice with CJ Spiller and Billy the Buffalo.
Right.
So it was cool little initiative stuff like that. But on the day of, we got to run out of the tunnel with the team, and there's me.
Is that
me.
A little Joe Kelly?
That's a little me, yeah. Not for the radio listeners, but I get to high-five Mario Williams
Come
as he
on,
flies out of the tunnel.
Come on, you got to put that out there.
I know, I might. I'm going to have to take a screenshot. I'll put
Do
it on
it.
Twitter for anyone who didn't
Do
see
it.
But yes, so that's my high mark memory, watching my idol at the time on the Bills, Mario Williams, run straight at me out of the tunnel after we jogged out with like the majority of the team.
Yep.
And then like they introduced
the starting
starters.
Lineups. Yep.
Yeah. So we got to do that. That's probably my top high mark memory. And of course I've been to good games. Like the Tyler Bass in December against Miami, the snow game, all the snowball game, all that stuff I've been around.
Right.
I love it. But that is like
that's a core
I've
memory.
Never been able to do anything like that since, you know. So.
I just for those that obviously like I got to see Joe Kelly.
Yes, you did. I'm taking the screenshot right now. It's going to be blurry because it's on a camera from like 2011. But, you know,
But that's awesome. 803-0550. We're getting into some of ours, and we're cutting deep mm-hmm. with our
deep
with
cuts.
Our with our stadium memories here. We'd like to hear more of yours, including going to hear to Rich. Rich, welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Good morning, boys. My memory, my best memory of going to Rich was with my two nephews back in the late 80s. They played for Iroquois, and they went there back-to-back years. Unfortunately, they played against Orchard Park both those years, and Orchard Park at that time is probably the best football high school football team ever to come out of Buffalo. They had Wolfley, and they had Larry Fole, Lex Luger, and Ron Pitts on that team. They lost both times, but it was one hell of an experience.
Rich, thank you. Appreciate the call. And I love hearing about the different experiences, the different type of games. It's not just Bills games, the memories of the stadium. It is also the kids that got to play in those stadiums and the families that got to support
yes.
the kids that played in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Those are unique experiences that not everyone gets to say that they had. Yeah, it's the same building, but you got to do something different. Paul mentioned the Winter Classic and covering that. The other one that I remember the most is the World Junior game between U.S. and Canada there. Me buying a jersey out of spite and Howard Simon chasing me down the hall the day after. But
I remember you telling me about that.
But that jersey also was a great way to be everyone's friend that day. That was the other part. I went with my buddy Ben, and we were just ecstatic to be there. I was here for the morning show to do SCAF, Super Great American Football Frenzy, with Howard.
Okay.
Jeremy was off. I was going to go to the game, but real quick, I was requested by Howard, hey, you want to come in and do SCAF? Yeah, absolutely. So I come in, do SCAF, get laughed at. Howard says this is Derek's last day because he likes the Bills-themed Team USA jersey, and I'm just getting picked on. Roasted. But that jersey, I was everyone's friend. Why? Austin Matthews, so Canadian fans liked it. Team USA fans liked it because it was a Team USA jersey. Bills fans liked it because it was a Bills-looking jersey. I was everybody's friend at the stadium that day. And then I come back here, and Howard sees I got an Austin Matthews jersey, and I had to run for the hills.
Yeah, you had to run out of here. Get out. Get out.
It was a good time, though, because I also – it was one of those picturesque days. Travis mentioned of like how fall and it can really look incredible. I got to experience it with winter, where it was not windy. It was just snowfall.
Yeah.
No wind. It wasn't pushing in your face like how it will irritatedly do, especially this past week if everyone knows what I'm talking about.
That's how that Bills-Dolphins game was where they were in the reds and Bass hits the game winner. It was like almost confetti coming down.
Yes.
Like it was so cool. Yeah.
It's picturesque. It's a snow globe.
Yeah.
Really, it is. And that's where you're like, okay, yeah, no, I could absolutely live here with this. Just don't let the wind mess everything up. And that's why the weather always ends up worse. But that's probably one of mine that, again, they're few. And the last Bills game that I went to was the Minnesota Vikings game that was on drugs.
That'll do it.
And that was the first time I'd been to a Bills game in like over 9 years. I got that game. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
803-0550 is the number to call. Enough about our memories. Let's talk about yours. Dennis in North Tonawanda, what you got for us?
Hey, guys. Favorite moment was a New England game back when Grady was crushing us on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody in our section must have sold their tickets because there was just a spattering of Bills fans there. And we were getting beat like usual. And they were just being real jerks, the New England fans, and taunting us the whole time. And my wife stood up, like, you know how your wife yells at the kids and you leave the room because you're scared? And she screamed at probably six rows, screamed at him, and you sit down, you shut up and turn around. And the whole section sat down and didn't get up for the rest of the game. Guys were coming down going, shaking her hand like I've never seen anything like that before. You just shut up a whole section. And it was funny. It was just to see them all just turn around and sit down, and that was it. They were done. They weren't even cheering anymore. Never seen anything like it, but it was fun.
That's awesome, Dennis. All right. Thanks for the call. Care, appreciate man. It.
All right.
That's awesome. That's like, awesome.
That's my wife right there. Let's go. Like that's my reaction if that happens. Like, that's my wife. Let's go. she got all of those New England fans to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
And we're going to have to get back to that pretty soon, it sounds like. So.
The shutting up of New England fans.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I would agree with you there. And we'll talk about that more coming up in the next segment, or in the next hour, I should say. But real quick, we'll take one more call before we end the segment here. We'll go to Jack. Jack, what you got for us here? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hello, guys. Me and my dad are driving to Columbus for our first Sabres game.
Nice!
We wanted to say our score predictions. We think it's going to be 3-1 Sabres. Let's go Sabres.
Let's go Sabres.
Let's go
and
Sabres.
Jack, thanks for the call. And enjoy the game up there in Columbus. And drive safe.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Jack. Really like that. Hey, I do think that I like the chances against Columbus today.
I do too.
I'm not going to make a prediction though because we know my track record.
Yeah, do
so
not.
So I'm not going to do
it. Do not.
It.
Let
I'm
Jack's not prediction
yeah,
stand.
I'm going to let Jack's prediction be
you
there.
Not make the prediction.
I'll shut up.
Steer clear.
803-0550 is the number to call. We'll take a timeout here. Come back here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali here with you. Thanks for being with us on another Sports Talk Saturday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.